This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code's the only kind of holster I run. It's my preferred holster for a bunch of reasons. One, I can carry whichever way I want to. They have a flavor for each side of your waistband, outside and inside. This past weekend, it was the Incog. All weekend long. Gun was secure. Whole time. Gun was available. Whole time. Had I found a need to pull it out, I would have been able to reholster it quite securely without using just using one hand. All of this born out of this desire to build something that was indestructible, and that's what they have done. With the lifetime warranty, they do lead the field in innovation and in product development. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I am a full-on agency arms aficionado now. And you heard the spot as we rolled into the second hour. And I have a new project I'm going to be sending them. I'm probably going to give it till Wednesday before I actually ship it out, because we had a gun show here over the weekend that I didn't go to. because around here, gun shows are not that neat, to be honest with you. I mean, I know most of the local players here. I can go see them anytime I want to. And the people that come from out of town don't particularly bring anything that's got a whole bunch of wow to it for me. So that's all beside the point, though. I traded and got a Glock 21. I did this out of a desire. I am a firm believer in the effectiveness of the .45 ACP as a self-defense round, despite the fact of all the 9mm I own, all the 9mm pistols I own, all the 9mm stuff, the ammo and everything else that I own. I ran into one problem with the gun that I consider to be the most out of the box. I still consider this, and I may own another one later on, I still consider the SIG P320 to be the most effective striker-fired polymer gun coming out of the box that I've ever seen in my life. There is one big problem for it. It has never been widely adopted, so there is literally there's not very much made for it. My Surefire flashlight would not fit on it. The only holster I could find to go with it was the holster it came with, and everything else, I had some holsters that it would actually fit into, but it wasn't designed for the gun. And until there's a little more product support for it, and I know that the SIG 250 stuff works with it, until there's a little more product support, the idea, while I like the idea of the fact that the gun is actually internal, and the slide and the barrel and everything else, that's a novel idea as far as that goes. I don't find it to be very practical, though. The reason I have multiple guns is if I have to hand one off to somebody else, It needs to be a functioning gun when I hand it to him. We don't need to be taking guns apart to make that one functional. So having a gun that is convertible from one frame to the other, which is cool and has its application, at the same time, for me right now, it's a non sequitur. I don't need something like that. Having said that, if I ever talk agency into doing, if I can ever talk them into doing a 320, I will get one first chance. I will go and pay whatever price it takes to get one of those things and ship it to them. This is going to be, I have in my hands a Glock 21 SF. The problem I had with 45s as far as 1911s, I love 1911s. I love the way they function. I can shoot them all day long. And I've trained more with that particular platform than any other platform on the face of the earth in my time here on the planet. The only problem I have with had with 1911s and still have with 1911s to this day is capacity. I carry reloads when I carry a gun, and I had plenty of magazines. I mean, some of you guys, actually one of my listeners sent me some magazines, and I thank you for that. But the carry the same amount of ammo that I can carry with this gun with two spare magazines, which makes it with one in the pipe 40 rounds, I would have to carry 5 magazines. I'd have to carry 2 extra magazines in the gun. That's noisy. That's heavy. You know, there's a lot of things that keep you from doing that. The other problem is what they feed. Now, I have found ammunition that the 1911 would feed. The Glock 21 is going to feed whatever I feed it. It's going to feed it because it is designed different than the 1911. Okay, the 1911 was designed at a time when ball ammunition ruled. And there are 1911s that will feed some really good ammo. But I have decided that my 45 caliber platform is going to be a Glock 21. And it's going to be this Glock 21. And it's going to be this Glock 21 on Wednesday. It's going to be going to Agency Arms. And it's going to get the Agency Arms field gun treatment done to it. It's going to come back lighter. It's going to come back with the grip reduced. I have shot this gun. I've shot plenty of these, but this one I did shoot the day I got it. And I'm going to send it off, and I'm going to let them do what they do. And then when we get it back, then I'm going to have a completely effective platform. I have gone this route with this frame before with the Glock 20. However, I did it at the wrong time because the Glock 20, being a 10 millimeter, as far as finding ammo for it, it's not the most practical thing in the world. It's not the most practical thing in the world. So this one will become the practical tactical that I carry. And I will continue to carry my Glock 9s. And I think I've pretty much decided. Although, like I said, if they ever get to where somebody's making some stuff to go with this 320, I will revisit the 320. Some of the other stuff I've had recently, the 226. I thought long and hard about it, and I like the 226. It's a very elegant, long-term platform. However, when you look at that, and then when you look at a comparably set up Glock, both in 9mm, hands down. It's just hands down. If you got to carry a gun and you have to carry concealed the way we do as civilians, it's got to be done in some way where, we can carry it all the time, which means it's got to be semi-comfortable. Weight-wise, Glocks beat SIG 226s hands down. I have struggled to love them. I still do love them. Probably not going to own another one, though. That's the latest report from the physical gun camp here at Lock and Load headquarters. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. I had to drive earlier this weekend. Well, during the weekend, I had to drive an hour away, so that meant I packed up the ISIS welcome wagon bag to take with me. And currently, the central part of the ISIS welcome wagon bag is the G-Code Contact Series Traveler's Bag. That's because it's small, it's discreet, and it carries all of my pain in it. It is absolute lethality refined in an elegant way. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Also part of that ISIS welcome wagon bag is this excellent Fortress Survival LLC Level 3A vest, $250, real Kevlar, 5 pounds. For those of you who have never bought armor before, $250 for a Kevlar vest that you can get into in less than 2 seconds, this is all kinds of a big win. And that is exclusive at Fortress Survival LLC, GCN sponsor. Go take advantage of that. That is an excellent, excellent buy. Can't find that anywhere else. Let's go to D. Watkins. I made reference to him. He is a contributor for both NPR and CNN, and he ran to Salon.com, where the liberals really get to emote, to advocate for quite a draconian gun law. Now, have you ever seen the Chris Rock stand-up part where he's talking about Bigger and Blacker, is what he called his particular album that he put it out with? He said, we don't need gun control, we need bullet control. $5,000 a bullet. People would think before they shot one of those. You got to make somebody really mad if you're going to dump $50,000 worth of bullets in them. D. Watkins thinks that $5,000 bullets would be a great idea. He also believes that in addition to that, if you wanted to be a gun owner, somebody has to take one of those $5,000 bullets and shoot you with it. That would be a requirement for gun ownership in America. It's very simple. You need to have a gun. You like taking selfies with pistols? Can't live without it? Then take a bullet and you will be granted the right to purchase a firearm of your choice. It's become, I guess, a matter of pride now. Whoever can show the most disgust with me and you for wanting to own guns, they're the winners in the liberal sweepstakes. I don't know. Gun confiscation, that's yesterday's argument. Let's shoot and kill them. Now the cool people actually want to shoot the gun-owning SOBs. So never mind that people who seek to lawfully purchase and carry handguns actually commit crimes at extraordinarily low rates, if at all. They're the ones who need to be punished. They're the ones who need to be mocked. But that mockery comes from ignorance, of course. Now, here comes Watkins again. Other than giving a coward the heart to stand tall, what's the positive part of gun ownership, other than the people in rural areas who use them to hunt for food? I've only seen them destroy, both in the suburbs and in our inner cities. Every human being enjoys the inherent right to self-defense, and the positive part of gun ownership comes when the law-abiding citizen can exercise that right meaningfully and effectively. The positive part of gun ownership comes through the preservation of a free and independent people. Don't tell that to Watkins now. He can only imagine the caricature. And he hates the caricature so very, 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 very much. We as gun owners, we're just like the people who were in favor of slavery back in the day. We're elite and lazy and ignorant and, you know, we need to feel the problem of stuff like involuntary servitude, like the slaves did. We need a taste of the other side. So if we love guns, if they make us feel safe, if you hold and cuddle them with you at night, then in order for us to have the right to do so, we need to be shot. We need to feel a bullet rip through our flesh, and if we survive and enjoy the feeling, then the right to bear arms will be all ours. I don't know what to do with this slavery analogy. This is actually so incoherent that I'm honestly having trouble actually believing somebody pays him to write. I actually think he threw this in to add a little extra seasoning of racial demagoguery that all of the far-left essays need. But Watkins actually makes everybody a winner. He gets demoralized. His fans get to enjoy their 2 minutes of hate. And law-abiding gun owners are reminded once again how poorly that we are understood and how much that we are despised. Got a couple of questions here. And this is, you know, this is... one of the things that gets me about these guys is, who are you going to get to do this? Who's the official shooter of the would-be gun owner going to be? D. How come I don't know your full name? D. I mean, I don't mind, you know, my full name is William Edward Frady. D. I'm not B. Frady. I don't mind you knowing who I am, and I don't mind you knowing what I stand for. And I got to tell you, D, if you were to come to me and get in my face and tell me that kind of stuff, I'm probably going to twist you into a pretzel with new salt. A hot pretzel. Mmm. Because that kind of hatred, I got to tell you, that bothers me. That the way you despise us bothers me. I mean, you clearly are completely out of control. You're a ranting, looning maniac. And with somebody like that that cannot control themselves, you obviously should never have a gun. And if you were to get a gun and come around me and be waving it around and saying, you want to have a gun? Then you got to be shot. I'm going to serve you up first. And that's something you need to understand. This is why we that carry guns don't talk that way. You idiot. I absolutely love people that write stuff and have no idea what they're talking about or who they're talking to. It's just some sort of obscure conceptual element that's out there in the heartland that they're never going to see or meet. So they feel free to say whatever they want. Smoking hot. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation. Civilian or professional, an Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. One of the things I liked about my association with G-Code was I already had holsters for this gun when I got it on Friday. The excellent G-Code OSH, which is the primary holster I do run. And it runs in every configuration because they are modularity personified. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Dateline, Idaho. I don't get to talk about Idaho lip very much. At the state capitol, well, there were some goings on at the state capitol. There's this guy. His name is Carl Cameron, crime fighter. He reportedly changed his Christian name so his kids would have a cool last name. And he decided to go to the Utah Capitol building. Capitol security personnel watched the whole thing unfold live and in living color. And they decided to call in the Utah Highway Patrol to find out what in the wide world of sports was going on there. He was spotted by a control room operator on surveillance video, and on-site troopers responded within 40 seconds. When the seconds count, the police are only 40 of them away. This was enough time, however, for crime fighter to make like Elvis and leave the building. Now, the First Amendment is every bit as important as the Second Amendment. In fact, I think the Second Amendment exists to enforce the First Amendment. And crime fighter was just sort of, he decided to express his First Amendment right. Although it may earn him a criminal charge. Here he was exercising his First Amendment. But here's what Mr. Crime Fighter did. You see, he wanted to protest guns. So what he did was he took a rifle and put a wreath on top of a coffin-shaped box and put the rifle in the coffin-shaped box. He took the coffin-shaped box to the rotunda of the Utah State House, put it in the middle of the rotunda, got on his knees, held his hands up like, you know, he was yelling Hosanna, and left it there. Of course, the Utah building was shut down as they looked at this as a terrorist threat. This was not looked at by anybody as a protest. It was looked at as a threat. Crime fighter, which I can't imagine. Ah, boy. Anyway. Hillary Clinton, this startling lurch to the left on guns, you know, a lot of people looked at Barack Obama. And Barack Obama, in his first bid for election, he was out there saying, no one wants to take your gun, right? In 2008, he was telling us this. Of course, I knew that was a lie. That was his lip service. Hillary, what she's doing now is actually quite startling. It's quite startling, some of the stuff she's doing. And this fascinating suggestion about what she's put out there about us being like Australia. I know why Obama made it. But once again, Obama's just making lip service. He knows he hasn't got a chance of doing this. Hillary doesn't know what she's talking about, so she's serious. That's the startling part about it. Now, here's the problem with the Australian gun grab that doesn't make the news. It doesn't make the press. You're never going to hear Clinton or Obama mention this. What they got out of this was pretty much the opposite of what they advertised. They spent $500 million on this, buying 640,381 personal firearms. Right after they did that, the first year after they did that, Australia-wide homicides went up 3.2%. Australia-wide assaults went up 8.6%. Australia-wide armed robberies went up 44%. Yeah, 44%. In the state of Victoria alone, homicides with firearms are now up 300%. You see, the criminals didn't turn their guns in then, nearly 20 years ago, and they still possess those guns. Now, Hillary is looking for a quick response out of this, and she's gotten it. She's trying to run to the left of Bernie Sanders. And this is the biggest demon to slay for the Democrats. And this is it. You know, it's all personified for them by the NRA. And that's funny. That's funny as far as I'm concerned. Now, this past Friday, the NRA mentioned Hillary. In a statement, Chris Cox, the chief lobbyist for the NRA, said that Mrs. Clinton's comments validated the fears of gun owners and that her extreme views are completely out of touch with the American people. The real goal of gun control supporters is gun confiscation. Hillary Clinton, surprisingly, Mr. Cox did not call her that, echoes President Obama's recent remarks on the same issue, made that very clear. Then the NRA ILA came out within the hour with a more forceful response than Mr. Cox. No, the Australian and UK buybacks were merely an attempt to mollify gun owners whose property had been declared contraband and subject to seizure. They were, to paraphrase Vito Corleone, an offer gun owners could not refuse. The gun owners had a choice to accept the money and turn the guns they had previously been forced to register, supposedly that they could keep under grandfather provisions, or they could risk the government forcibly confiscating the guns and being sent to prison for possessing them. Supposing, of course, that they survived the confiscation attempt itself. If you own a gun now, take heed. President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton finally made clear what they're really after: national gun confiscation. According to the AP, this is going to be a winning strategy for Clinton in the primary, because her base has largely been sold on the idea of things like expanded background checks at the federal level and a national gun registry. How they will react to actual gun confiscation from law-abiding owners remains to be seen, but when it comes to the general election, she has a serious storm brewing on the horizon. She may very well be coordinated the Democratic nominee, and guess what? That is the death knell for the Democrat Party if that happens. That's the way that's going to work out. Now that they've gone out there and said they want to confiscate that little genie's out of the bottle now. All the people out there, all of the moderate gun owners cannot look out there and attempt to say, well, they don't, you know, they're just looking for reasonable regulation. They're reasonable, though. No. They want to confiscate guns, guys and gals. That's what they want to do. I'm all for Hillary Clinton being the Democratic nominee. I'm all for it. I hope she survives all of her stuff that she's got going on. And I'm completely and totally all for it. I support Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination for president. Nobody paid me for this. This is, this one's on me. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
All right, last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. They have been innovating and creating, and you know, a lot of people get out there and they'll put their own little take on a certain type of product. We see this all the time. Theirs is remarkably, I mean, when you look at like the OSH holster, the first thing you notice is it looks unremarkable. It seems quite plain until you actually put the gun in the holster. With most of the Kydex holsters that are out there that are their competitors, when you put your gun in the holster, and I don't mind mentioning their competitors, Phobos, Blackhawk, you put your gun in there and it rattles and it moves. It will stay put, but it moves and it rattles. That's problematic. And there's sometimes when you're actually carrying a gun, when you don't want it to be heard, not while it's in the holster. With a G-code holster, they don't move. And it's just that simple. Even with their first in the line, I'm not going to call it low grade because the OSH is anything but that. It has a tension retaining screw that makes it hold on to that gun quite well. Then from there, you go to the XST and then the SOC. When you get into the SOC stuff, you're probably deploying somewhere, and you're probably jumping out of a plane or out of a vehicle or something, and you need something that's really going to hang on to it and at the same time keep it close to you and be modular, and that's what they do. That's all that they do. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I made reference to this over the last week, and I actually got contacted by some people regarding this. A lot of people in the gun industry have left California, but they're looking at California, and what they found is after they leave California that some of the stuff that they tried to run away from may follow them, because a lot of politicians that are anti-gun will look at California because they have so many anti-gun things happening, and they try to copy them. And this latest little bit of shenanigans coming from Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, who wants to be the next gov of California, there's a few of them out there right now that have they're very, very upset that this is happening, because, one, all of these provisions that are in the Gavin Newsom proposal have been defeated in the past. Two, they're looking at this, and they're looking at other states copying it, and as far away as Maine, looking at some of the stuff that California does. So, you know, that this bothers them, and they've decided to get proactive. Firearms Policy Council is spearheading this effort, and they've got a lot of people involved in it, and there's been a lot of talk about this. But, you know, this is a ballot initiative that calls for a background check on all ammunition purchases, requires owners to turn in the large capacity assault style magazines that were grandfathered, sort of like I was talking about earlier today, and they make gun owners report loss for stolen guns. Most of it's pretty stupid, really. Ammunition does not have a serial number. Okay? So, and criminals don't wander into the local gun store to buy ammo. Just like they don't buy their guns there. Now, if you ask cops, they might run into this one or two times in their 20-year career, but it doesn't happen that often. And most of the time, the ammo that the bad guys are carrying around is sort of like the guns they've got. The guns that criminals carry are not, you know, the criminal doesn't go out and say, you know, I really like me a Glock 19. That's what I want to carry to be my criminal stuff. They're just getting something that launches bullets. And likewise, the ammo they get most of the time is old and dirty and mismatched and even on occasion not even the proper caliber. So they're fairly creative at finding a way to make something, however, work. They, for as an example, they'll take 20 gauge shotgun shells and wrap them with strips of aluminum cut from a can until the shells fit into the 12 gauge shotgun they were using. Now, even if they do go to the ammo shop to buy ammunition, it still doesn't have a serial number. And it's not marked in any way to make tracking it possible. So there's nothing to prevent the instant creation of a black market or the creation of a designated ammo man, the guy with a clean record who makes the ammo runs, if he's actually buying it in California. Which is not to say California is so big it could be broken into five states. They've got a monstrously huge border, bordering I don't know how many states. If I was an ammo purveyor in the black market, I'm just shooting across the border to buy it. I'm not even breaking a law to do that. I don't know that I'm breaking a law selling it to criminals. I don't know. I don't know if there's a law prohibiting you from selling ammo to criminals. I know there is about guns, but I don't know about the ammo. This is why it's stupid. Now, turning in large capacity magazines. Now, his phrase, Newsom's phrase, is large capacity assault style magazines. I say that because that's pretty stupid, too. Just because a magazine holds more than 10 rounds, it doesn't make it high capacity. And 10 rounds, that holding it at 10 rounds, that arbitrary number, doesn't stop anybody. Ask Elliot Rodgers. He bought 41 of those things. 41 of those things. A stock Glock 17 magazine holds 17 rounds. That's normal capacity, not high. That's what the gun was designed to do. That's why the gun is designed the way it is designed to be. That's why the grip is exactly as wide as it is. Now, you can take a 33-round stick mag, or as I call it, a happy stick, and jam that in the same gun. That might classify as high capacity for that gun. Standard capacity is 17, so that's almost doubling it. So that might be high capacity. But there's really no such thing as an assault-style magazine. This is more scary-sounding stuff, more scary-sounding sound bites. Artificial magazine capacity limits have been in place for California for a long time. As a matter of fact, the one of the guns that I got from Agency Arms, it came with 10-round mags, which will be my range mags. No way I'm carrying them, but they will be my range mags. That's a magazine change in a semi-automatic pistol is nothing. If you know how to reload a gun with a semi-automatic pistol, you don't have to be the quickest to be effective. I've seen some of these guys that can change magazines so fast it looks like sleight of hand, but you don't have to be that quick. But the assault style magazine, that doesn't fly with me. And having magazines that have standard capacity actually has utility in today's world. Home invasions that take place, They often happen with multiples coming in front and back because they're trying to overwhelm the homeowner, not come in there and just barely take control. This is none of this actually is going to affect any gun violence there, by the way. And reporting lost or stolen guns. Okay. If I have a gun stolen out of my car, I'm going to report it because the very last thing I want to ever happen is one of the guns that I own be used in a crime. However, most responsible gun owners that I know already report this when it happens. So I kind of think this is unnecessary. And getting out there and making it a law to where I have to do it then means that if something happens, if I lose or steal, you know, and take, for example, one of the things I've heard about is a lot of people that go out into the wilderness carry guns, they pack guns, and they might go somewhere where there's no mobile phone coverage or something else. And what if they lose the gun while they're going down a river or something? If they have a time limit and they're breaking a law, how do you approach this? I can see where the gun control zealots would like this because it could be used to punish us as evil gun owners, regular folks who were victimized by having their guns stolen without their knowledge. And if it ends up being recovered by law enforcement, they will again be victimized, except this time by the state, who will now be charging them with a crime. This needs to be defeated before it goes forward. Bear that in mind as we go forward. We'll do this again in about 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.